Good morning, Sunshine Country. It is Friday morning, October 10th. It's 22 minutes before the hour of 11 o'clock, and we are joined now, a couple of ladies with me, for an event that's upcoming for the Altrusa Club. Is that right?
That is
Jen
correct.
Bruce and Abby Kaus. How are we doing today?
Great.
Nice
good
to
morning.
Pull that. Well, good morning to you. Thanks, Abby. Pull that mic a little closer, Jen, if you would. So, all right, let's talk a little bit not about Altrusa at the moment. Talk to me about what you've been up to recently, Jen.
Well, I've been up to a lot of things.
Yeah.
I have been watching my grandchildren for the last 2 weeks.
Yes, fun.
All three of them.
I saw Scott at a football game with grand kiddos.
Yes, he did.
And he did a great job.
Good. Glad to
hear
that.
He only had to get him off the field 3 times. But other than that, no, I'm kidding.
Great.
So
great. It's been fun.
Exciting.
But
fun.
Tiring.
Yes.
Yes.
And you're smiling, and it's great.
Yes.
And also, we have with us Abby. What have you been up to recently, Abby?
I've been a new football mom.
Yes.
So I've been watching football.
Yes.
I'm deep into finding people to work concession stands for a junior class after prom fundraising.
Now, that's
taken up my life.
That's a task.
It has.
Yeah. So how's the after prom fundraising going, by the way?
It's going good. We have one tonight. They're doing a you can get a yard line and
yes, we talked about
somebody.
That earlier. Now there was a dessert thing last night at the volleyball for after prom, I thought. And then you have a yard auction or yard line sale or something tonight,
yeah.
Right?
We helped with the pork chop supper and we made so many desserts that we will have a dessert fundraiser probably for months to come.
We've
frozen it all.
All right.
It's going good.
Very good. So let's talk a little bit about this event that you have upcoming. It's called the Wine Tasting with Friends is the name of it. So first off, and I'm just going to throw it out there. So whoever wants to take it, Abby, so tell me the details about this. When is it, where is it, and how we can get tickets, and we're going to come back around to that. One other thing I want to note, get ready because we are going to give a ticket away.
Yes.
In a little while.
Yes,
we are. Yes, Abby, tell me about this event.
Okay, it's the Fall Wine Tasting Fundraiser. We did this last spring, so this is our second one. Well, it's not our second one, but we did one last year.
Mm-hmm.
It's at the 518.
Mm-hmm.
It is Saturday, October 25th from 5 to 8 p.m. at the 518. Now, tickets are $30, and they include we're going to have wine tasting. There's also non-alcoholic drinks available, so if you want to come to a fun food, friends, whatever, you don't have to drink wine. You can come. We're going to have a ton of food. Everybody, we've had, I'd say, what do we say, like 95% participation of our 45-member club. So we've got lists of food coming, so there's going to be plenty to eat. We've got some fabulous door prizes. We're going to have silent auction baskets and just hanging out with friends. In a cool environment like the 518 is.
So. Yeah. And the tickets are $30, but all of the proceeds will ultimately end up to help kiddos,
don't keep
right?
Any
I mean,
of it.
It's what this is not a profit. I mean,
no.
This is not a money making venture. It is money making, but it's all going to go back to the kids, right?
Right.
So,
well, not just kids.
Yeah.
We've expanded our horizons.
Okay. Well, we'll talk about that. So, again, it is October 25th. How do I purchase my ticket? If they're $30 a ticket, how do I purchase a ticket?
There are three ways that you can purchase tickets. In person, you can go to the Red Oak Chamber, and Tammy Van Meter will be selling tickets there Monday through Friday when the chamber is open.
Mm-hmm.
You can stop by the Red Oak Do It Center. Yvonne Carlson has tickets available there.
Mm-hmm.
Or if you are a Venmo person, you can just Venmo myself, Jennifer-Bruce-43. And you can purchase your ticket that way, and then you can pick it up the night of the event.
Okay.
So it's
whatever you wish, whatever works best for you. So we're talking about the Altrusa Club. What are we talking about? What is the Altrusa Club? What do you do? You said you've expanded it. So
we
what is
have.
It?
So Altrusa is a nonprofit service club. It is an international organization. But our local chapter in Red Oak is 45 members, and that consists of Montgomery County.
Okay.
So not just Red Oak ladies. We have members from Villisca and Stanton and Elliott and I believe all of those surrounding areas in Montgomery County. So our club meets one time each month on the second Thursday of the month. And what we do is we organize service projects. We're all about bettering our community. So we partner with other groups that are already doing great things in our community, mm-hmm. or we have certain projects that we love doing that we continue doing every year.
Okay.
Our main focus is on literacy. That's kind of a big international focus. So we love getting books in the hands of children, babies, right when they're born. We donate, and Abby will talk more about specific things that we donate, but we love getting books in the hands of children, in the hands of parents to read to children, or even in the hands of adults. We have books at the hospital, books everywhere. So those are some of the things that we do, and Abby will talk in more detail about some of our projects.
Yeah, let's talk about you mentioned it's a service club, and books is obviously an emphasis, but what are some of the other projects or projects that you do, Abby?
So when you're in Altruista, you can choose one of four different committees. There's a literacy committee that their focus is on getting literature and everything and just anything with literacy out in the community. Then we have community service, which can be anything.
Mm-hmm.
We have vocational, which is that we award scholarships with some of the money. And then there's Altruista information. It's kind of getting information to our members. So literacy, some of the things we've done are... you might have seen down on the square, there's a little lending library, those little books.
Mm-hmm.
So we've done a few of those. We just have some new ones coming up at the Y and at Anderson Conservation. Campfire and S'mores at Anderson Conservation.
I've seen that.
Viking Lake Reed, Camp Reed S'mores, what it was called. Inman Tiger Readers. If you walk along our trail, there's different signs. Some of them are kind of games mm-hmm. as you're walking on the trail. That was... done by Altruista. And then the books. Does each kid get a book? When the Scholastic Fair comes around, every child gets a book from Altruista.
Okay.
For that also. So that's some of the projects through literacy, but there's been more too. But community service, we volunteer at the theater, the meals, the hospital MCMH meals, mm-hmm. we deliver meals
mm-hmm.
for that.
Mm-hmm.
Headphone donations, so every kid needs either earbuds or headphones, so we've donated hundreds of pairs to go out to the kids. Packages for troops, we've done bingo at the nursing homes. We're doing a year-long project of making community fridge meals for the new community fridge out by the Y. We also did some hygiene kits for the high school for kids in need of shampoo, all that kind of stuff.
Well, you've done a lot.
And then vocational service scholarships for seniors.
How do you determine, like, of all the projects, and this is just a few that you've talked about, how do you determine what you're going to give your money to, or we're going to deliver meals, we're going to do the project with the games on the trail? How do you have a board or a committee that gets together and said, this is what we're going to spend money on? How does that work?
Yes, we do. So we have a board, and then on the board are our co-chairs. So each of those committees that she mentioned has two co-chairs, and then they meet with their committee.
Okay.
And then in June is our planning meeting every year for the following year.
Gotcha.
So we meet and then determine how we want to spend our funds for the year and which projects we want to do. And then we always add some, depending on the needs of the community.
Yeah.
It's a lot of brainstorming. I think last night at our meeting, we have also decided, to do some things at Acorn Acres for the residents there too. So, and that just kind of came up in the last couple months. So if someone has an idea, they just bring it to the club. And
And you have 45 members in your club, which is a pretty large club, from my understanding.
Yes.
And we do have, by the way, Jen Bruce and Abby Kaus. And are you on? You have been on the board. You have been chairperson or president, whatever the appropriate.
Yes, right? We have both been president, vice president, secretary. I think we've served every position.
I will not be secretary, or you don't want me as treasurer either. I'm co-chair of community service this year.
Yes.
There you go.
And I'm the ways and means, the fundraising person.
How long have you been involved with Altruista?
I have been in Altruista for 14 years now.
Okay.
I've been in it for 16.
Okay. So you guys know your way around Altruista. Yeah.
Yes.
You would think.
You do, absolutely. So what do you? So this is obviously we're talking about the wine tasting with friends. And by the way, we're going to give a ticket away in a little bit. It's a $30 ticket, by the way. It's a $30 value. This is a fundraiser. Mm-hmm. But what else do you do? Do you have other fundraisers through the year? Is this your primary fundraiser? Tell me about that.
We really only do about three big fundraisers each year. We have partnered with the Kiwanis Club, and we sell duck tickets.
Yeah.
So we help sell the duck tickets, and then we get proceeds back from that. Our wine event, which I believe this is the fourth or fifth
We did it in
time.
Like 2018, 2019, took a few years off.
COVID.
Came
back. COVID.
Yeah.
Yeah. But here we are again.
And then our other big sales is our nut sales, which will be coming up. So we'll be back to talk about
Because
that'll be during the holiday season. November, December is our nut sales. And those are very popular. And people know that Altruisans are nuts.
We sell nuts.
Yes. We sell nuts.
So, but again, I'm going to say it all goes back to the community.
It does.
All of the money that you raise from this event, and this is really just a way to go and have fun, hang out with your friends, like you say, in a cool spot, have an enjoyable evening, and really give back to the community.
Yes. And even though our club is just for ladies, this event is not just for ladies. We already have some men signed up, so it can be husbands and wives, it can be neighbors, friends, family, anyone.
All right. Anything else around the what you do to raise funds? I mean, those are your three primary fundraisers.
Those are our three primary fundraisers.
Very good.
Yes.
This one seems like a fun one.
Yes.
Seems
we
like,
hope so.
Obviously, you have to be 21 to enjoy this fundraiser for obvious reasons. So, wine tasting with friends. Again, Jen Bruce and Abby Kaus with me. Tell me the details again. How I can get my tickets, where I get my tickets, how much the tickets are, and the details about the event, if you would, one more time.
All right, we're going for Saturday, October 25th, from 5 to 8. You can come and go. You can come at 5. You can stay till 8, but you don't have to if you don't feel like it. Or you can come at 7 if you have something going on that day. We don't care. Just come. It's at the 518. Tickets are $30, and that doesn't include, I think we're going to have 5 different wine tastings. We have little cups you can go around and taste the different wines, and then if you like something, you can get a glass. If you don't drink wine, that's fine too. We're going to have other non-alcoholic things there. Lots of food and some door prizes, silent auction baskets. There's been a lot donated toward these baskets. Like I know ours for community service was focused on reading, so it's probably going to have a couple baskets with everything you would love for cozying up on a cold day and reading a book, but just to hang out with some fun people.
Yeah.
In a cool venue.
Yeah. Is this a formal event?
No.
Okay. Very informal.
Okay. Wow, sounds like a good time.
Yes. And three ways you can get your tickets. You can stop by Red Oak Chamber and purchase those from Tammy Van Meter, Red Oak Do It Center to purchase from Yvonne Carlson, or if you're a Venmo person, you can contact me. My number is 712-621-9974. I can deliver tickets to you, or you can just Venmo and at JenniferBruce-43 and pick it up, like will call.
Okay.
We don't really have a will call window, but
let's
our
say
front
will
table.
Let's
will
say
be
will
call.
Call. Let's go with that.
Yep.
I like it. Will there be a cap on tickets? Will this sell out?
We hope so.
I mean, so there will be a limit. There's a limitation on the number of tickets.
Yes,
so.
84 is our top number.
Okay. So I hope you sell every one of them.
We hope so, too.
Yeah, absolutely. Very cool. Should we give a ticket away?
Yes,
let's
we should.
So the number at the station is 712-623-2584. 712-623-2584. There you go. So get your number out. Dial it in your phone right now. Go ahead and do that while we're talking here. 712-623-2584. And then let me see if our Melanie, are you ready in there? Hey, Mel. Are you
she's busy answering the phone.
Are you ready?
Ringing off the hook.
Okay, we're gonna go with caller number 3. Caller number 3 will get the
call
ticket
in.
To the
do it.
Call,
ooh,
call
a
to
ring.
The the ticket to the wine. It's a $30 value.
Right.
It is. And a great night out with friends.
What's the point or the thing that you enjoy most about Altruisa? I got to tell you, from my perspective, I think the books for kiddos would be the like the coolest thing you do. But that's me. What about you?
I enjoy a lot of things that we do in the community, but I really enjoy getting together. This is a group of ladies that I probably wouldn't know as well because we're all in different fields.
Seasons.
And different,
we're all in different
ages
of life.
Yes, we are. So it's just fun to have a group of people in common that you get together with, and you're all there for the same reason. You're all there to better the community.
Yeah.
But yes, of course.
Well, at our meetings, we always have a speaker. So it's fun. Each group is in charge of about three different meetings, three or four. And so, like last night, we talked about Launchpad, and it's just we get to learn about other things in the community as well.
We have a winner.
Is that Logan?
Logan Wood.
Logan, where did we pick the ticket up at?
Right here.
Okay, here. Come by the radio station. Congrats. Logan, congratulations, Logan. Logan Wood.
Woo-hoo.
And go enjoy the wine tasting with friends.
And if you'd like to bring along friends, you just contact us, and we will get a ticket to you for your friend.
Hook them up. So I'm sorry, Abby. Did you finish your thought there with what you enjoy with the about altruism?
I'm sure I did.
Our speakers.
We have speakers at our meetings. So we learn about other things going on in the community too. So like last night was Launchpad, and we learned a lot about that. So that was fun.
Very cool. It's a great program. It really is. So there you go. Go and enjoy the event. Hang out with friends. Drink some wine or not. Whatever you want to do.
Yeah. Eat a lot of food. There's going to be so much food.
A lot of food will be free included with the ticket. There will be other drinks for purchase through the 518. They have a variety of things to sell.
I thought there might be wine this morning when I saw this.
Well, we thought it was a little bit early for that. Maybe later this afternoon, Aaron.
I have football tonight, as do football trainer tonight. You'll be in the stands. Mm-hmm. Hey, how's Coach Bruce doing?
Coach Bruce is doing great.
Is he having fun?
He is. Yeah. He is. It's a great group of coaches and a great group of kids, and they're having a good time.
Yeah, very cool. I like to see that. Yes. Anything else we need to cover? What do we leave out?
You can also check out our Facebook page.
Tell me about that.
Our Facebook page is Altrusa International of Red Oak.
Yeah.
Oh, look
so
at that.
That's a way to connect with us. We have messaging there. If you'd like to join us or check out a meeting or be a part of any of our events going on, we try to post on there things that are happening in our club.
Very good. Altrusa.org is the website.
Altrusa.org.
Okay.
All right.
Thank you, Aaron. Nice to see you both. It's a pleasure to visit with you.
Great to see you too. I hope you sell
84 tickets to this thing and have a great turnout. So it should be a lot of fun. We're on our way,
and it's 2 weeks away.
You're very good. Make it a great day. Nice to see you both.
Thank you. You too.
Again, Jen Bruce and Abby Kaus with me this morning.
For the most complete insurance coverage, trust United Group Insurance. For the most complete